So I'm going to talk with Doreen Crane. She's the mother of Dr. Danny Crane, Ph.D., also known as Dan Burris, the microbiologist who worked at Area 51. Doreen has a brand new book available out called My Son and an Alien. Hi, Doreen. How are you, Dodie?
Oh, I'm fine, George. Thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure. Thanks for staying up so late
I'm up all hours.
Hey, I don't
have to work.
You wrote this book for a couple reasons. One was, of course, to at least get the story out, but the other was to fight back and correct some inaccuracies that you believe have been going on around the country about Dan. Go ahead.
Yes, that's why I wrote it. I wrote it because there's a lot of lies. There's a lot of people claiming things that aren't true, and I'm tired of hearing it.
Now, your son was a microbiologist at Area 51. About what time period, Dodie?
Well, they first recruited him. He was going to UNLV, and that was in the 80s. And he went there even up until the 90s that I knew about.
The name of the title, My Son and an Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
About that, he has worked on an alien before. Whatever he says he has done with an alien, he has told us about it and told us not to talk about it. So we never did.
But you're going to this time.
I am. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing all these lies and all of this PhD not existing and all of this. He has a PhD.
Where is he now, Doreen?
I have no idea.
Now, this is the bizarre part of the story as well. Your son, your life, your blood.
My blood.
You don't know where he is.
No, I have not seen him in 13 years and 3 months.
Is he alive?
As far as I hear, he is. Whenever somebody hears anything, they let, you know, they kind of call me and say, hey, you know, we heard he's still alive. Last time I heard anything about him was that he was sick again.
Now, when you say sick, what was wrong with him?
He's having a lot of problems, a lot of medical problems, what I understand.
How old would he be today?
He will be 43 on February 2nd.
So that's my daughter's birthday, by the way.
No,
same
is
day.
It really?
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Oh, Groundhog Day. That's my groundhog baby.
So, I mean, has he made a phone call to you at all?
No. Danny's was injected, like I said before, in 1993. And it was like taking Danny and just twisting him around. His whole memory is all twisted. I've been accused of so many things that you wouldn't believe.
Of course, his real name, Danny Crane, but how did he end up as Dan Burrish?
Well, that's her maiden name, the gal that he married.
Okay.
He had a nervous breakdown, and this is what I understand. In 1995, he had a nervous breakdown, and at the time he was sick, they got him up there and had his name changed.
Now, before any of this really happened, Doreen, tell me what kind of a guy he was.
My son was the greatest thing on two legs. I couldn't ask for anybody better. He was very intelligent. He helped his dad. His dad is disabled. He helped me. I never had to ask him anything twice.
What school did he go to?
He went to England to finish high school. And then he went to UNLV.
To get his doctorate degree?
He went to UNLV to get his,
master's?
Not a master's, but just his
bachelor's degree?
Bachelor's, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
His bachelor's degree. But in New York, he has gotten a PhD, and I know he had one. I had it, and his wife took it right off the wall of his bedroom.
At what point did he start distancing himself from you and the family?
When he got his injection in his neck.
And that's when it started?
That's when it all started.
Who do you think injected him?
I don't know for sure.
All right. Now, what did he tell you, now that you're beginning to go public with this information, what did he tell you about the things going on at Area 51?
He told his dad, and he told me quite a bit.
Tell us. Share with that.
Well, he said that he worked on him. He used to look at the slides, and he said that when he was there, also too, that they had guards behind him with a rifle of some sort, so that they couldn't even talk amongst each other.
Now, were the aliens alive or were they dead?
It was one alive that I know of.
Okay, so he worked on one that was alive?
Right.
Did he become friends?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He mentioned that, and he's mentioned that before. I mean, since then, since he told us. Mm-hmm. He said he felt very sorry for him. He said he was hurting. And Danny used to have a heart that was so big that it wasn't even funny.
I never have understood, Doreen, why the aliens didn't come down and pick up their own.
I have no idea. I have no idea at all. All I know is that they were trying to find a cure for, it's like arthritis of some sort. It's a different, he used to refer it like having arthritis to us and saying that they hurt a lot and they were trying to find something to help them.
Did Dan ever explain what the alien looked like?
Not really. Not to me. He might have it to his dad.
I mean, were you ever led to believe that it was different from how we look?
Oh, yes. He said it was different.
Probably like the traditional grays, I would assume.
Yeah.
How about the craft? Did he ever talk about seeing any of that?
No, but when Danny was real small, he saw one, and I know he was picked up. I now realize what happened to him when he was about 7 years old.
You think this whole thing has been pushing him in the direction that he went into?
Oh, yes.
Since he was a kid?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. I mean, it's really sad to have a son that has such a brilliant mind. He always has. He used to learn things, and it was really something. And all of a sudden, to have somebody take your life and twist it in your mind to make you forget the good things.
Do you think you'll ever be in touch with him?
I'm hoping he calls. That's all I can hope for.
It's been a long time.
I know. It's like the phone rings and I jump.
His ex-wife, whom you don't like.
Well, I don't dislike anybody. You know what I'm saying? But she's accused me of things.
Well, you're pretty bitter about it, though.
Well, in a way. In a sense.
Has she talked to him? Do you know?
I don't know where she is.
So she's gone, too?
I have no idea where she is. I have no idea. The only thing that I keep hearing is...
Is she with him?
I heard that she was with him, and also Marcy was with him.
Now, what do you think Dan is doing now, professionally?
Nothing that I know of outside of working whatever he has to do for them.
So, I mean, do you think they're still paying his income?
I think he... Oh, yeah. I think so.
He still may be at Area 51.
He could very well be. To be very truthful, the things that I've heard that have happened to him, he probably would be safer if he was at Area 51.
Well, you might be right about that. What would you say to him, Doreen, if you had an opportunity to meet him, talk with him?
What would I say to him? I love him. I've missed him. And we would like to be able to talk to him and sit down and just talk. That's all I want.
It is a strange story. Well, you put it all in a book called My Son and an Alien, available on Amazon.com.
It will be in
February.
Yeah.
And toll-free number is 1-800-834-1803. It's an incredible story.
That is Rose Dog Bookstore.
All right, Doreen, we'll be talking with you, I'm sure, a little bit more about this in the future.
Oh, I really appreciate you giving me a chance to talk to you. We listen to your show every night.
Very good. Thanks. And good luck. I hope you... find your son again.
Oh, well, with prayers, we hope so too.